Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm a good person to hit questions on. I'm one of the founders of the company. It was kind of here in the beginning when we were trying to come up with the concept of Sapphire, you know, as an entity. And the real driver, as Tim was alluding to, is the concept of scale. And like, what does that mean, scale? Well, you know, early on, we all wanted to do an energy company, and that's because we knew that that was kind of the next big sector to get into. The problem with what had been laid out before was no one understood that the question of scale. And what I mean just by scale is literally millions and millions of barrels are run through a day. I mean, in the United States, we use 20 million barrels, you know, a day. And so the big concept to us is, were we going to be a specialty chemical company, or were we going to be an energy company? If you're going to be a specialty chemical company, you can make 10,000 barrels a day or 1,000 barrels a day and make great profits. If you're going to be an energy company, it has to be greater than 10,000, it could be a million barrels a day. We have to hit a million barrels a day to have an impact.
Right.
That and alone has driven the entire company. That one humbling assessment that it has to be on the scale. And early on, we joked around, which we still tease each other. If you couldn't see our footprint from space, you were going to have no impact on the bottom line. So why even bother? You know, and I mean looking at the shuttle window. I don't mean by Google satellite. So if it didn't have that, you were going to have no impact on the problem. So you got to think on that scale. And for us as founders, the kind of commitment we made to each other is, are you willing to make that commitment? If you're not, then walk away today. You know, just walk away. You're not going to have any impact on energy if you don't go that direction. So again, as Tim alludes, you know, the only thing that is scalable for us on that kind of level is agriculture. I mean, the amount of corn that we produce in this country, the amount of wheat, the amount of soy, I mean, it's amazing what we do. So that was the key thing. It has to be agriculture. So if it's going to be ag, what are we going to use as our, are we going to grow switchgrass? Are we going to grow corn? So that's the other pillar. We can't grow anything that's a food product. It's not scalable. Back to the same question. Not scalable. Because I think if you got land and you can grow food on it, you should grow food. That's a great idea. Love that idea. I mean, that should be an original one. So do not use land that you could use to get any kind of a food product. So find land and find water that no one else is using. Basically, find a waste stream. I mean, great companies have been based upon waste streams. Something throwing out that someone else doesn't want. So the concept of using brackish water that can't be used for anything as a water source, it has to work that way. Can't use fresh water. My prediction, I mean, not that I'm apocalyptic, but fresh water is going to be more valuable than the fuel I'm ever going to make going into the future. So why would you even think fresh water is a concept of your production? Can't use land that's arable. So those are the two big points. Now, we're not an algae company, we're an energy company. We happen to settle on algae because from a biology standpoint, it's just the best thing. It has the greatest photosynthetic machinery than any other organism. And the main reason is it doesn't take the time to make, you know, the stems, the flowers, the roots, anything pretty and lovely. It just takes, you know, photons of light, divides, and then in our case, it makes a lot of lipids. So that's why we picked algae. Nothing to do with that. I had a background in algae. I have a background in starting companies. And basically, as Tim says, industrializing the process. So we took algae, which was kind of a black magic folklore species that some people had engineered once or twice and had read about it and had seen it, kind of like a unicorn, and then turned it into something that happens every single day pretty much automatically. I mean, as you walk through the lab, that's what you'll see. You know, what we've created here, which I teasingly say is a giant Willy Wonka machine. You turn the crank out on the backside of the gobstoppers. And that's all we do every day. So we screen about 6,000 strains a day, looking for traits that's going to give us an energy crop. Now, that's another big thing that we teasingly say and we take for granted. We use that word, it's an energy crop. You might say, well, doesn't everyone think of the way? No. Energy crop means I need to design a crop for energy. So it's a design spec. So algae has the best photosynthetic machinery, great, but doesn't have any of the other traits that I want. So I don't have crop protection, I don't have the ability to harvest it. I need to increase the amount of lipids, I need to increase its overall yield. So it has a great underpinning, but now I need to spend all my time giving it all the traits, i.e. that modern agriculture has done to all of its crops. You know, a great example is corn. I mean, corn, you know, 7,000 years ago, teosinte was this little tiny wheat-like thing. Now it's what we know as modern corn, and that didn't come about overnight. And you know, a company like Monsanto this year is the first year. For the last every year, they've had a 5% increase in yield. This will be the first year they're going to report that they didn't get it. 5% increase over the last 7 years, actually, that they've hit it. So, you know, we need to be able to do the same thing with our energy crop. So as you walk through today, what you're going to see is I have groups of bays, and every bay is working on a particular trait. That trait could be crop protection. I don't want anyone to show up and eat it. I have other people who are doing harvest, to be able to harvest it. It's going to quickly get it out of the water. People trying to increase the overall lipid content. The ability to change, actually, the fuel content. That's something very unique to our company. We here, if you're going to go all this effort to grow all this algae and to make green crude, then don't you want your green crude to be something closer to like Texas sweet versus maybe green crude coming out of Canada out of the shell? I mean, why make all that effort, make an inferior product? So we have the ability to change the product so that in the fact that the final product is really what you want. And again, I wish these were all clever ideas. They're really not. It's, if you're a student of biotech, you're just borrowing things, you're putting them all together, and maybe that's what we've done well here. We've borrowed a lot of things and put them